Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yoma Daf Yud Alef, Yoma 11. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a braisa that deals with the obligation of the gates of a city to require a mezuzah. So Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, it says in the verse, in your gates. So we learn from here, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzeros, whether it's a gate into a house or a gate into a courtyard, you're required to have a mezuzah on it. Echad Shari Mendinos, whether it's a gate into the provinces or into the countries, Echad Shari Ayaros, or if it's a gate into a city. So basically, Ir is a city itself, and a Medina is a area that has many cities in it. All of these places, if they have a gate going into them, Yesh Ben Chovas Mitzvah Hamakom, there's an obligation to establish a mezuzah on the place as they go in, as it says, in the portal, in your gates, meaning to say every gate that goes into an entrance into a city or into a country is required to have a mezuzah. Amalei Abai or Rav Safra. So Abai says to Rav Safra, Hani Abui de Mechuzah, these gates that go into the city of Mechuzah, my time of Avdu or Rabbana Mezuzah. What's the reason that the rabbis didn't make a mezuzah? Most of the people in the town are Jewish, and so therefore, that's what Rashi says, and so therefore, if most of the people in the town are Jewish, you would have to build a gate, which seems to be the case that if most of the people in the town are not Jewish, you're not obligated in a mezuzah. So why doesn't Mechuzah have a mezuzah? Amarle Hanu, these gates that lead us into the town of Mezuzah were not really built to serve as an entranceway into the city, but Chizuk Akra Dekuve Hudavi. They just were made to strengthen the structure that was on top of them, which is a building that was called a kubi. And so these were basically just built as support and not as an entranceway. So Amar Lei, so it says Abayev Akra Dekuve Gufa Tibay Mezuzah. But okay, so we should require a mezuzah for these gates because they're going into the building itself, and this building, so maybe not for because they're going into a city, but the building itself, the Ispa Diro Shomer Beis Asurin, and the building has people who live in it, the guards, and so therefore the building itself should require mezuzah, Dahat Tanya, because we learned Beis Akinesis, Sheesh Bo Beis Diro Chazan Akinesis. Let's say there's a synagogue where the people who serve there in the synagogue live, chayaves b'mezuzah. So if there's a synagogue and people live in that synagogue, then that synagogue is required to have a mezuzah. And so therefore, according to everybody under those circumstances, a synagogue where people live in is required to have a mezuzah. So therefore, you should put it in under these circumstances, in this kubi. Elmer Abai, so what's the reason why this place called the kubi does not, and the entrance way into mechuzah does not have a mezuzah? It's mishum sekana, because we're worried about the danger, that we're worried that the king will say that the Jews are building witchcraft in the entrance to the city, and they'll blame all the problems on the Jews. The Tanya, we learned, mezuzas yachid nivdek es pamayim b'shavua. If there's a private mezuzah, that has to be checked twice every 7 years, meaning after 3.5 years, you need to check it and check it again after another 3.5 years. Mishal Rabim, but a mezuzah goes into the city, or public mezuzah, Pamayim Biyovel, twice every 50 years, meaning once every 25 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maiser Ba'ar Tavin Echad Shehaya Bodek Mezuzos Peshuk Elyon Shel Tzipor. So there was a scribe, he was checking the mezuzahs in the upper market of Tzipor. Umatsu Kazdor Echad, and this policeman found him, this police officer, and he took a lot of money from him because he was accusing him of doing dangerous things, of witchcraft. So the Gemara says, how could that be the case? How could he get in trouble by doing this? He was doing a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shulchi Mitzvah Einu Nizakin. We have a concept that if somebody's a messenger for a mitzvah, he can't be damaged. So how could this Artavin, this scribe, or this person who checked the writings, while he was checking the writings, how could he get... into trouble? So therefore, we should be protected from a sakana, from a danger. So the Gemara says, well, yes, in general, we have this concept of shluchei mitzvah in Nizak, and that if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you can't be hurt. But heicha dekfiya zeka shani, but where there's an established concept that this is a dangerous activity, the danger is fixed there, then even a messenger for a mitzvah is able to be damaged, and he can't rely upon a miracle. And this, the idea that there's going to be danger in this place, of by checking the mezuzah in public gates, that's an established danger. Dechsev, as it states, how do you know this idea that in a place of where there's danger, you can't rely upon the fact that you're a shliach mitzvah, and therefore you're going to be protected? Because we learned this from when Shmuel was sent by God to anoint David as king. Shmuel said, Eich elech v'shama Shaul v'haragini. How can I go? Saul will hear and kill me. So God says to Shmuel, take a calf in your hand and say, I'm going to make a sacrifice. Meaning God didn't say, don't worry, I'm going to protect you from danger. God said, come up with an excuse, a plausible excuse to push off Saul if he's going to attack you. We see from here that Shliach Mitzvah in Nizakin doesn't work if it's in a place of established danger. This idea that the Shulchan Aruch records this idea that the mezuzah is supposed to be checked, if it's a private mezuzah, twice every 7 years, and even if it's owned in partnership by two partners, it's still considered a private mezuzah. However, what's the reason for the mezuzah? So the only reason, Rashi writes, for the reason for the mezuzah is because we want to make sure it wasn't stolen or rotted or that the letters went away. So since that's the reason for it, for this reason, we're not required, says the Chasam Sofer, to do a bedika of chaseris v'yaseris. We don't have to run through a computer scan to make sure that all the letters are there and that the scribe didn't make a mistake. We just want to make sure it didn't deteriorate. That's what we have to check for when we check these mezuzahs twice every 7 years.